It's my pleasure speaking with Debbie Durham, who's with the Iowa Economic Development Office based in Des Moines, also with another organization, too. And Debbie, good morning to you.
Well, good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. I understand you're in Webster City today.
I am still in Webster City. We just finished our town meeting and went and toured one of your buildings downtown, and now we're going to have lunch before we depart for another community.
What was the purpose of your visit here in Webster City this morning, Debbie?
Well, actually, the invitation was extended to us by Platinum Connect, Doug Boone, who happens to be one of my board of directors. They've been making some major investments here in the community around connectivity, and said, you know, how long has it been since you've been to Webster City? And I said, well, yeah, I have to confess, it's been a while. And he said, well, you know, would you be willing to come up and meet with some community leaders and talk about the condition of the state, our programming, and then see kind of what's going on in the community and see where we can partner on future growth opportunities for Webster City.
What were some of those ideas you shared there, Debbie, with the people in Webster City?
Well, basically, we talked about, you know, how we approach growth, and it is really fundamental. It is about economic development, and that's all about having industrial sites ready to go and, you know, policies that help our businesses grow, workforce development, infrastructure investment. But it's equally, if not more important today, to really focus on community development, because Iowa's biggest challenge right now is we have a population issue. That was pre-COVID. It is the same today. So we have to grow population. So community development in the world of economic development and growth is really becoming front and center. So that's about housing development. It's about trails and parks and you know, quality of life, public art, really making sure, you know, we have viable gathering spaces, and there's no better place to gather people and investment than our downtown. And so those are kind of the things we talked about, of all the different programmings that we have with IEDA and IFA combined, and now with Cultural Affairs, which is part of our organization as well, where we can come in and help the vision of the locals be realized.
And all while Webster City is doing its best it can there, Debbie, as we realize we had a fire back in late November at the Webster Theater downtown, and already noticed some barricades in a couple of building locations, too. That hopefully something can be done about that.
Well, you know, we looked at that. In fact, we went into the old Elk building that's being redone by Lyft, which I have to say is a fabulous building with a really big plan. But we also looked at those buildings that were barricaded. And we have a program called Catalyst Grant, which we're using on the Lyft building to help with that restoration. But I've also said that depending on what the city is willing to do, because, again, we need to make sure that when we're investing in these businesses, when the state's coming in, that we're partnering with people that have the will and the desire and the ability to transform them. So there is a thing called Emergency Catalyst Grant. We talked about that, and we've told the city about how they could apply to help with basically securing some of those buildings downtown.
And that'll be worked on by the city of Webster City as well as Hamilton County in the months to come.
That's exactly right. So it is, you know, it really is a community effort to do these things. But we have given them countless examples of other communities around the state, you know, communities that are even smaller than Webster City, that have used these programs that are transforming downtowns, and you see buildings that are boarded up that, you know, now are back on the tax roll. So it's a great return on investment for the taxpayers that's full of life, whether they're restaurants or bars or boutiques or gathering spaces, you know, hosting events for, you know, local venues. And, you know, you start seeing, then you see upper story housing that's happening in downtown. And, you know, we're showing places that are the, you know, communities like Cascade that have upper story housing they've invested in. And the nice thing about that, when you can start restoring those upper story and get that income, rental income that's coming in on a consistent basis, it really helps take the edge off the ebb and flow that happens with retail on that first floor. But it really starts with a vision and a commitment and, you know, ordinances of, you know, we're not going to use our buildings to store things in anymore. We want people that are investing in our community because it helps all taxpayers and reinvestment. And so, I feel very confident with the conversation we had today with all the leadership around the table, with the elected officials and community volunteers and the foundation and business owners, that there really is a will to do these things. And I'm really hoping after this visit that you're going to see the state be called upon to be a more strategic partner here in the days ahead.